It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Tuesday, USDA not only released their quarterly grain stocks estimate, but they also came out with their small grain summary report. This report gives us an idea of just where our small grain production was for the year. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about that number for wheat.
The crop is planted and off growing. This has been another year of adjustments due to a challenging spring. Will a summer weather scare help push prices to hedge able levels? Will export demand increase with the signing of trade deals? Should I buy hail insurance? With all of the change and uncertainty, have you adjusted your marketing plan? Let Martinson Ag Risk Management help you manage your risk from buying hail insurance to selling grain. The professionals at Martinson Ag Risk Management will help you make the best decision for your operation.
The small grain summary was negative for wheat, mainly due to a larger than expected increase in production. All wheat production was estimated at 1.985 billion bushels. That was 60 million bushels above expectations and 58 million bushels above last month. Winter wheat production was estimated at 1.4 billion. That was 48 million bushels above expectations and 47 million bushels above the last month. Other spring wheat production was estimated at 497 million bushels. That was 13 million bushels above expectations and 13 million bushels above the previous month. Now, USDA will, because of this production increase, mainly was due to a 3% increase in winter wheat acreage, harvested acres, and a small yield increase. Adding to that increase was a slight decrease in spring wheat harvested acres, but a slight increase in the yield. That's how we got the higher production numbers. Now, USDA will have to come in and offset this higher production number, as well as the little bit of stocks increase. And both of those a little bit negative to the marketplace. And it shows that USDA will have to make some adjustments in their next supply and demand estimates, which at this point, we don't know when those will be released because of the government shutdown. October's report has been delayed as of now or suspended and likely will not happen. And we'll then have to rely on maybe the November or possibly the December report before we see these numbers come in table form.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.